You are listening to BensTorah.com.
When somebody's stuck on the side of the road, are you obligated to pull over if they have a flat tire or a broken down car? What really, that's going to be the halach l'maaseh application. The sugya that we're going to tackle right now is the sugya of Tzar Bali Chayim. But not Tzar Bali Chayim in a vacuum, specifically Tzar Bali Chayim as it applies or potentially applies to human beings. Once we talk about that, we will then extend it potentially to Akum or not to Akum. That will be the last final discussion in our discussion. So let's begin with the pasuk in the Torah. Parshas Mishpatim, a mitzvah asay in the Torah. Torah says that if you see your friends, actually not your friends, your enemy's donkey burdened under his load, v'chadaltam yazov lo. A lot of people do not know how to read the pasuk and think it's a statement. It's not a statement, it's a question. V'chadaltam yazov lo, you're just going to stop by and ignore him? Chas v'shalom, azov tazov imo, you have to help him. That's the mitzvah of both Prika and Te'ina. This is the mitzvah of Prika. These are sister or cousin mitzvahs. Prika is to unload an animal that's overweighed, that's overburdened, and Te'ina is if somebody is struggling to get their load onto the donkey, that's mitzvah of Te'ina. Obviously, or presumably, it's not Pashin Yachronim, but Prika is to lessen the load of an animal. That presumably is to make him more comfortable. Te'ina is not necessarily pleasant for the animal. It might help the guy who has to schlep the suitcase on top of the animal's back, but it's not necessarily pleasant for the animal to help load up an animal. But we'll see something a little bit more at depth soon. Now, what is pshat in this mitzvah to make sure that you need to help your fellow animal or your fellow Jew's animal in his load that's overburdening him? Well, before I get into the very murky waters of Darshin and Taima Dekra, I'll just say it's Exeris HaKos. The Torah says that there's a din called Prika with all kinds of parameters, Prika parameters. For example, if the fellow doesn't want to, his animal's overburdened and couldn't care less about his animal, and he walks away and says, "You help me." So maybe you don't need to help him in that case. Maybe there's no mitzvah prika. And other such examples where there's no mitzvah prika. But let's look at what Rashi says on the following Gemara in Shabbos, Kuchav Chesem and Beis. Gemara in Shabbos is talking about an animal that fell on Shabbos into a pit, and we want to help lift up the, provide a kind of ladder or ramp for the animal to climb up. So the Gemara is going to suggest throwing down some pillows. But there's an Issur Drabbanan in the Sugya of Muktzah called Bittul Kli Mehechano. Bittul Kli Mehechano is a little-known Din Drabbanan that states that a person is not permitted to make an item unusable on Shabbos. Meaning, if you have an item, let's say like this, you have an air conditioner. The air conditioner condenses the moisture in the air and drips. That water is nolad. So you don't want it to dirty your carpet, so you're going to put a bucket underneath that drip. So it's an issur drabbanan to make that bucket go underneath that drip, because you're doing bittul kli mehechan. You're taking a kli and you're making it unavailable for use. You're being mevatel kli from what it's mukhan for. If you take in this case, a pillow, and by throwing it down into a muddy pit so that it could be used as a ramp for the guy, for the animal to climb up, and an animal climbs up, you're going to make that pillow no longer usable, which was an issur drabbanan called bittul kli mehechana. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Behema shenaf la'amas hamayim. Go ahead. Maybe karmu ksasus minech tachtah to let a ramp. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? But you're violating thereby an issur drabbanan of bittul kli mehechano. And says the Gemara, don't worry. That's only an issur drabbanan. It's like a muktzeh din to take a kli and make it unusable. And the expense of this poor animal on the bottom of the pit, tzar bali chayim d'oraisav, asay d'oraisav edachi drabbanan. What do you have here? You have a Gemara that says that tzar bali chayim is mide oraisa. Now keep in mind, what I didn't include on this source sheet is Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Beis, which brings the machlokas back and forth, if Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraisa or Drabbanan. Okay, so there are two shitas in the Tanaim and the Amoraim, but look at Rashi. Look at the second line in Rashi here, and that will really get to what we want to see. If I tell you that Tzar Bali Chaim is Daraisa, well, that means that it has to appear somewhere in the Torah. Nowhere in Chumash or in Chavdal at Sifrei Tanakh will you find the words Tzar Bali Chaim. So what is the source in the Torah that makes it Daraisa? So look at the next Rashi, the second Rashi. Tzar Bali Chaim Daraisa. Says Rashi, where do we see it in the Pasuk? Shene'amar, Azov Tazov Imo. That's the Pasuk that I quoted to you on top. And this opinion that holds is Daraisa, is Dorish Taima Dekra, Bishun Tzar Bali Chaim. In other words, I could have explained, for example, the mitzvah of helping a fellow, an animal with his burden in a financial way. If there's a fellow Jew that's suffering a financial loss of his animal being crushed underneath some load, you have a financial responsibility to a fellow Jew, just like Hashavas Aveda, to save a fellow Jew from financial ruin. And therefore, one might have learned that prika, unloading an animal, has nothing to do with Tzar Bali Chaim, which is probably how the other opinion would learn. The opinion that holds Tzar Bali Chaim is only the Rabbanan, he's going to say there is no source in the Torah of prika, unloading an animal. That's nothing to do with pain of an animal. That's nothing to do with PETA. That's nothing to do with animal rights. That has only to do with, you know, I don't want my fellow Jew to lose out on a broken back for his animal, a broken leg of his animal. Oh, this opinion that holds Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraisa is from the mitzvah of Te'ina, of Prika. So that's a chiddush that Rashi says.
Isn't Te'ina a refutation of that? Because they're counterparts in a way, and Te'ina is loading the animal.
Yes, so loading the animal is not considered an abuse. Tzar Bali Chaim does not mean using animals, it means abusing animals.
No, but isn't it right that the mitzvah is for the owner to help him with his task, not?
You will see in the next, in two lines, that that's not going to be correct. But that's a good start. Let's pause. I want to give one word of introduction before we get to the sugya. One other word of introduction which will highlight what our question is going to be. What our question really is going to be tonight is, does the mitzvah of prika or te'ina, loading and unloading an animal, apply to helping somebody with a car stuck on the side of the road? That's really what we're going to discuss tonight, for those of you who came late. And one more nikuda that we have to address. Let's say you're willing to stop on the side of the road, and you're willing to change a fellow person's tire, but for $50. Or $150, depending on how hot it is and how clean your clothing is and how much of a rush you are and how desperate they seem. Secondly, let's say you're not going to ask them for money, but as people might do, so you pull over and change the tire for somebody and he pulls out a $20 bill and says, thank you very much. Are you allowed to take that? Of course you are. Why not? What's the shaila, right? Let's learn a Gemara Bava Metzia together. It's a Mishnah, I'm sorry. Mishnah Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. In the end of Melech Metzias, where it talks about the mitzvah d'oraisa of loading and unloading animals, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok bechinam. We learn out from Psukim, which were involved, so I didn't quote it here, that when you do prika, when you unload an animal, you are obligated d'oraisa to do it for free. V'lo liton bechinam el b'schab. When you're loading up an animal, somebody needs help loading his load onto the animal, that you're allowed to charge. Why? Only because of Psukim. Don't worry about how we know each of this. But unloading an animal, you're not allowed to charge for. Now, it's a very specific halacha that's learned out from the pasuk of unloading an animal. It has nothing to do with Tzar Bali Chaim per se. Let me show you what I mean in the following tour in Choshen Mishpat, in the halachas of Prikotina, which is Simon Reish Ayin Beis. So says the tour that we hold, again, I told you it was a machlokas in Bava Metzia, whether Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraisa or Drabban. How do we hold? Zak the Tur, Chaim Alon, Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraisa. Lefichach. Let's say there would be a situation where you're not obligated in the specific parameters of the mitzvah of Perika, of unloading an animal. That one of the 248 mitzvahs to say, you're not obligated to for whatever side point. Why? For example, in a place where She'enu Chayev Lifro, Kagon Bechamor, Shuravtsan, you have a chamor that always is overburdened. You know, it's like some of your kids, whatever package, like you give him a box of Cheerios to take in from the car, and he's like, oh my gosh, I can't carry this, it's too heavy. I don't know, I mean, I guess I'm closer to that age than you. I could see that the people with little kids are all smiling, the people who are grandparents, they're just sort of hum-dum, not appreciating my joke. Fine. Oshu, Omeid, or the animal's not buckled under his load, so he's not, you know, broken down yet. Or the Baal is standing on the side and says, I'm going to sit on the side, you have a mitzvah to unload my animal, you do it. In all those cases, you don't have to unload the animal, mitam din prika, that mitzvah d'oraisa of unloading an animal, but you'll still have to unload the animal for a separate mechayev. You're still chayim, you shouldn't sar bali chayim. Wow. And look at the punchline. V'nafka mina, says the Torah. What's the difference? If I have to unload this animal because it's the mitzvah of the Torah to unload an animal, or then there's no mitzvah to unload the animal because the owner himself isn't unloading it, but I have a mitzvah d'orais, I have a chiyuv d'orais with tzar bali chayim. Either way, I have to unload the animal. What's the difference if the mechayev to unload is the mitzvah of prika or the chiyuv d'orais of tzar bali chayim? V'nafka mina is, look at the last five words of the Torah. V'nafka mina, shem yirtza liten lo schar, if the owner of the animal wants to pay me, I'm permitted to take it. If it is only tzar bali chayim. If I'm doing it where there's a mitzvah to unload the animal, we mentioned earlier, the psukim teach us that you're not even allowed to take money. If it's only tzar bali chayim, well, tzar bali chayim, you're allowed to get paid to alleviate an animal's pain. It's not the mitzvah prika. And therefore, we have an interesting scenario where we bifurcated the unloading an animal that's a prika from the tzar bali chayim component. Tzar bali chayim, you can get paid for alleviating an animal's pain, right? A veterinarian that alleviates an animal's pain, he could charge an arm and a leg. No pun intended. Mm-hmm. But somebody who's doing the mitzvah prika cannot charge money, even though it is tzar bali chayim, but that's exeris hakosav. Now, let us go to the Rama.
Is there a reason why you could have the need for prika without wanting to relieve the animal's pain?
Is there ever a scenario where you would have prika without tzar bali chayim? Right. Meaning, I showed you that sometimes you could not have prika, but still there will still be tzar bali chayim. You're asking, is there ever a scenario where you could not, you don't have the tzar bali chayim, but you will have a mitzvah of prika? Yes, we will discuss that. We will discuss that very soon. The Aruch HaShulchan will discuss your question explicitly at the end of this year.
Light load.
What?
No.
Light load.
But then maybe there's no mitzvah prika.
The older guy can't do it. So you're doing a prika, you're helping him unload it.
No, but then you're doing it because it's tzar bali chayim. He's saying
no, it's not a heavy load, but it's still the owner can't do it.
Oh, I don't know if there's mitzvah prika there.
He wants to unload the animal.
I don't know if that's
a mitzvah prika. He needs to get the box off.
And my pasuk says here, Ovetz Tachas Masa'o. You're talking about just the guy who happens to need help unloading something.
It's,
I don't
prika.
Know if
that's
not Ravetz Tachas Masa. I don't know if there's a mitzvah prika on that. I don't know.
It's not
Ravetz Tachas Masa, right?
You say there's a tzar bali chayim in the case. You don't have a tzar bali chayim.
Right, but the pasuk says that it's Ravetz Tachas Masa. You're saying even if it's not Ravetz Tachas Masa, you still have to?
It means the Masa is on his back.
So right, and he's Ravetz doesn't mean it's on his back.
Like
Ravetz means he's
an older person. He can't do it.
I'm not sure. Fine. So let us just realize how careful we have to be with this, because again, where we're going to go, and I'm giving you the secrets ahead of time, even though I shouldn't, but let's say, as we're going to apply it soon to fixing somebody's car or wagon that gets stuck, let's say I don't charge money. Could I take it? Let's see the Sma. Sma speaks out this issue. Nafkamina sheyachal kabel schar. That's the Sman is on the Rama, which was just quoting the Torah that we learned together a minute ago. Says the Sma, what's this issue of not taking money? I said that if it's only tzar bali chayim, without the actual mitzvah of prika, if it's only tzar bali chayim, then you are allowed to take schar. Lafuke mashahoya olav, second line mashahoya olav lasas misha mitzvah. If you had a mitzvah to unload, could go prika. What other mitzvahs are you not allowed to get paid for? Vidin, right? If a dayan is not permitted to be paid, There's a whole sugya. What happens to a dayan who gets paid? If you'll ask me, the best thing we could do in the world nowadays is to create batei din where the dayanim are paid properly, but not by the litigants themselves, bali din, because it sort of creates a vicious sky cycle. In the same way lawyers want to bill hours, well, if the litigants are paying the dayanim, and the dayanim are getting paid, and this is their parnasa, and they're paid by the litigants for every hour that they litigate, that they adjudicate, so you just they are interested in making the case longer, unless they're not paid a lot. So one issue is to answer is to pay them very little, but that's not right. The other answer is to have communities pay them from a fund, not individually, not from the parties. Alima Torah, right? You're not allowed to charge to teach Torah. Not allowed to charge to teach Torah. Rebbeim are paid for what reason? For teaching Torah? No, for babysitting the kids. And if you're a Rebbe, you could rest assured that's definitely true. We have at least two Rebbeim in this room. We both are well aware that that's very true. Says the Sma, v'chayotzi, etc. The guy begs you, please take money. I'm so appreciative for you helping me with my animal that was... Thank you, Ephraim. Please take a little bit of money. It's usher to take the money. Okay. Now, let us discuss. Let us discuss the following scenario. I have a fellow, when I was in Lakewood, there was an unwritten rule that was practiced always practice. Along the Garden State Parkway, Route 9, the 440 through Staten Island, anybody who is driving to or from Lakewood who saw a fellow Jew on the side of the road, pulled over, no matter what. So sometimes you'd see on the Garden State Parkway when it was very hot and cars are overheating, you'd see like car after car after car on the side of the road with the hood up. And then all of a sudden you see like this Yeshivish family with like seven other cars pulled all around them. Even though all the other cars on the road with people who don't, you know, learn in the, you know, BMG or that community had no one there. So it's just a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. There's always this famous joke that people say. I don't know if it's true or not, but it could be true of the fellow who always carries a kippah in his car just in case he gets stuck on the side of the road. His father told him, you have a kippah in the car, side of your car, you know, they'll pull over for you. So... What's the mecha? Is there any obligation for me to pull over when I see a fellow Jew on the side of the road? I can think of a lot of chiyuvim. Los haseis, aseis. First of all, it gets the easy ones out of the way. V'hatol reicha kamocha, k'milas chasadim. But then you also have los samol d'adam reicha, whether it's he's in danger in terms of his life is in danger, or if he's in danger financially, both of them will apply los samol d'adam reicha. You also have hashavas aveda. Right, Hashavas Aveda, if he's about to suffer a loss, or he'll be billed $300 by some tow agency that's going to come and fix his car, as opposed to you who know how to change a tire. So that would be a chiyuv d'oraisa, a lase and a lotase, of Hashavas Aveda. So we have at least four, probably six mitzvos. Lo samo dam reyach is a lo sase. Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvase and a mitzvase lo sase. Avahavda reyach al kamocha is an ase. Kamilas chasadim is v'alach to b'drachav is an ase. So we have at least five dinim d'oraisa. If not, we could probably find some more that you would have to just pull over on the side of the road for a Jew. The question is, maybe, and this is what I want to discuss, the second main point of tonight, is maybe there's another mechayev, tzar bali chayev. Tzar bali chayim means somebody's in pain, somebody's suffering. We have to alleviate that pain. The question that I want to talk about now is, wait, tzar bali chayim is talking about animals. Do we apply tzar bali chayim that we saw, perhaps according to Rashi, we learned from a pasuk that it's from the pasuk of unloading an animal so it's not suffering. Does that din of tzar bali chayim d'oraisa even apply to human beings? That's going to be the next point that we're going to talk about. Now, the obvious svara that the Rashba suggests is, hey, if you have to be worried about tzar bali chayim for an animal, kal v'chomer. Exactly, that's what I was looking for. Kal v'chomer, kol shekein, of course it's going to apply to a human being. Obvious. What's the svara to not apply it to a Jew? To a human being? I want to share with you a chavas yoyer. The Chalas Yer, they're talking about a very funny Shaila, and the application of Tzav Elikhaim is very funny also. Listen to the following situation. There is a, you know, in the olden days, they lived in Chatzeros, meaning you had houses on the outside, and in the middle there was a courtyard that was surrounded by houses. Let's say there's a guy in the middle of the winter, goes out to, you know, he's wearing his pajamas at 2 in the morning in the absolute freezing winter, and he just runs out in his gachkas for 3 seconds to put another log in the fire so his family doesn't freeze. And while he's out there in his gachkas in the courtyard, somebody screams out, "Mr. Cohn!"
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So-and-so just passed away in the house. You can't. You have to stay in the chatzar. So the Chavis Yara was asked, what about, could we say that because of the din, for him to run through the houses to wherever else he would go to warm himself up in the middle of the winter, would be an Issa D'Rabbanan, without getting into why it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, because Kohen being in the house, right on his way out, would only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. Would we say that Tzar Bali Chaim, right, this poor guy is suffering, he's shivering, he might be embarrassed because he's wearing, he's not dressed appropriately, and now everyone's going to see him in his gachkas, and maybe it would be Tzar Bali Chaim. We saw on the first source, in the second source, the Gemara Bamesia, that we could be Doch and Issa D'Rabbanan for Tzar Bali Chaim. D'Raisa. So the question was, that the Chavis Yom was asked, Halach L'mais, this happened. It actually happened. It actually happened post facto. This already happened, and somebody was matir, and then they asked the Chavis Yair, was it okay or not that I was matir this Shaila? So could we, look at the Shaila, Kohen Ha'omir B'chatzero. V'hu Gadlo, this is on page number 2, source number 8, the Chavis Yair in Shas Tshuva Simer Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Kohen is standing in his chatzer, and he's told, Pisom Shish Meis B'shkunaso. V'hem Yumos HaChoref, it's freezing outside, HaKor Gadol, with a terrible wind, V'chazak. And I was asked, if it's a mutter for him, Lorotz Derech HaBayis HaChutza, Likonis LeBeis Shcheino. Because if he's going to stay out there in the Chatzera in the middle of the freezing winter, Yispo Tzah Gadol Me'akar. So he says, don't tell me any that there's a Kal V'chomer, if Tzar Bali Chaim applies to animals, certainly you should apply to Jews, to people, and therefore if Tzar Bali Chaim applies to people, it should be all Docha, the Yisrael Rabbanon of this calling becoming tummy in this scenario. Look at what he says. Look at this incredible svar of the Chavis Yair. Why we might say Tzav Alechaim only applies to animals but before we see it inside. Could any of you suggest a rationale why Tzav Alechaim would only apply to an animal and not be Kal V'chomer Kol Shekein to a person?
Because I mean, the person can pretty much take care of himself much more.
So. Okay, fair. What? Let's see what the Chavis Yair says. Says what you said in the last line. Dikpida Torah, the second to last line of source number 8. Dikpida Torah al tzar bali chayim. Why? Dechaseira das v'nefesh hamaskelis lispol. It doesn't have the ability to deal with the pain. He says it with a twist. I'm sorry, not exactly like you said it. If you have why are people, you know, when these organizations try to pull the heartstrings, they always have children in pain. Why is children in pain any more of a sorrowful, pitiful situation that I should throw money at this organization than an adult who's in pain?
They can't help themselves.
Somebody who has Yanamachal Echmal Islam can't help himself either. But it's that they can't even be Makabal. They can't deal. They don't know why they have it. They can't. Be mekabelis. That's what the Chavis Yair says. They don't have the nefesh, not just that they can't get them out of their own predicament, but they don't have the nefesh maskel lisbol to bear the pain. Masha'enkin ha'adam yiboyle li suvi daite. He could rationalize. L'kabel me'ahava. A person has the ability to sort of calculate, rational. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, kids, they get a boo-boo, something's hard, they cry, they give up. Why? Because they can't see a bigger picture. Now,
an animal,
right?
What? So he's saying
an animal
is the same one?
That's what he's saying. I was just saying a kid is like an animal. He's saying an animal. An animal doesn't have the ability, right? He's not talking about kids, he's talking about animals. Animals don't have the ability to be mekabel ba'ahava, to have this koach lisbol. Human beings do, and therefore maybe the Torah that was makpid on Tzav Bali Chaim is only makpid for animals who don't have that koach lisbol. But a human being has this koach lisbol to potentially be mekabel ba'ahava, doesn't have that chiyu of Tzar Bali Chaim. Jew has a tough time, deal with it. Suck it up. Work on it, you know. There's no, we're not going to give you Tzabar L'chaim. I thought of a very interesting ha'ara over here. He's saying that the yesod of why Tzar Bali Chaim only applies to animals and not human beings is because human beings have the capacity to be mekabel ba'ava, to be sovel, as opposed to animals which don't. I want to share with you a Navi shir for the next 30 seconds. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he has an incredible soliloquy. In that tefillah, on the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, he says the following. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to please answer all the tefillos of the Goyim. Whatever they ask, please fulfill all the requests that the Goyim request. Funny pasuk, isn't it? One would think that if Shlomo Melech Yisrael would probably care about having the tefillos of the Yidden answered. Look at Rashi there. Why does Rashi say that Hashem should bedavka answer the tefillos of the Goyim? Rashi says, because if a guy comes, travels all the way to Yerushalayim, and packs up, and saved up for his trip, and got on the plane, and went through customs, and went through all the TSA lines, and he finally gets there, and he comes to daven for whatever he davens for, and then he doesn't get his tefillah answered, what's his attitude going to be? It doesn't work, there's no God, it's all garbage. But a Yid, we have the ability to... We have koach lispo. Right, we asked, the answer was no, for our best. Meaning, I'm just wondering, that's a mefush of pasuk. As explained by the simple pasuk pshat in the pasuk, it's not a drasha, it's not a chasid shavart. If that's the case, I'm wondering, this svara of this koach lisbol, this ability to be mekabel ba'ava, might uniquely be a Jewish capacity. And therefore, maybe even if we have the argument, this is a subtle point, even if we have this argument of the Chavaz Yair, that Tzar Bali Chaim only applies to animals, but not human beings who are able to be sovel and who are able to be mekabel ba'ava, that might only work for where? For whom? For Jews. But maybe for a non-Jew who doesn't have the koach lispol, who doesn't have this nefesh maskelet to be mekabel ba'ava, they would be equivalent, one might argue, in this regard, to have the din of that kula of Tzar Bali Chaim. That's just something to think about. Fine. Anyway, this is the Chavaz Yair, and all the powers of the Chavaz Yair, but he's against the Rashba. The Rashba says Mefurish, the Kal Vachomer that Davies pointed out, that a few people pointed out, Hikshesa, this is the Shas Vachuvas HaRashba, and Chelek Aleph, Simon Reishon, and Beis, and he's asked, the Kshoel is assuming that Ein Chiyuv Priku Te'ina Ba'adam HaTohar. Somebody is, you see a guy, this happens all the time, when you see people... You know, somebody's moving into a house, and when I was in my apartment building in Washington Heights, so we lived on the sixth floor, and part of the experience of living in Washington, in Washington Heights, is that the elevator breaks whenever you need it. Usually around the time that you need to move, or you just bought a piece of furniture. That's just how things, you know, how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Baruch Hashem, or Mekava Ba'ava. So you see somebody just comes back from Pesach with like 12 suitcases and like, you know, numerous children who are invariably sleeping. And they're there, and they walk in, they're exhausted, they're tired, and they come to the elevator, and there's a big sign on the door, the elevator will be fixed, you know, tomorrow morning. Great, tomorrow morning, but I have 12 suitcases and a whole bunch of sleeping children, what am I supposed to do? So you have this, like, you know, newly married woman with, you know, who's pregnant, carrying a baby in one hand, and like a 40-pound suitcase in the other hand. So, do we have a mitzvah to lift up that suitcase? A chiyuv d'oraisa of prika, to lift up that suitcase. I'm not talking about, is it a beautiful thing, is it a chesed, is it v'atarecha kamocha? Do you have a chiyuv d'oraisa direct, chiyuv d'oraisa of prika, of holding her, carrying her load that's too heavy for her? Or you see two people carrying a couch up the steps, and it's too heavy for them. Do you have a chiyuv d'oraisa, not of chesed, not of whatever else, of prikas behema? A direct din d'oraisa, it's not a general halach, but a direct din d'oraisa. This is a chiyuv for you to, if I would see an animal carrying a couch, I would have a chiyuv d'oraisa to help with that couch.
That's interesting, because it's a modification of unloading the animal, not unloading the bags and taking them somewhere.
Fine, relieving the animal of the load.
The woman is carrying, schlepping these things up.
So I would help her carry it up.
Is that prika, or is that just?
I think it's prika.
Helping her up. In
oh, you're saying because maybe prika is just if she's carrying and it's balanced on her head and she can't get it off her head, and she's about to collapse. So I should take it off her head. I hear. Look at what the Rashba says. First, he assumes the Shul says it's clear that ain chli of prika teina ba'adam who's loaded up. Says Rashba, no. Vada isnu ba'adam, it does apply to an adam. The kol shekeva prika, not only teina to help load up a person, certainly kavachomer to unload a person because of the added component miha mishumai tzara di Yisrael. And then later in the next few lines he has a kavachomer. Did you notice that word that I just noticed? What word did he add? What word did he add after tzar?
Yisrael.
Wait a second. If you have a kal v'chomer, which he's about to say, which you could see on the bottom line, El da'adam, look at the bottom line of this Rashba, right before source number 10, the bottom line of 9. El da'adam nami atam etzav ala b'pricha. Why? Mi kal v'chomer, right? So wait a second. There's a kal v'chomer that if you have to help an animal, certainly you have to help a person. Why would it be limited to Yisrael? Oh, hu asher divarnu. That's exactly what we said before, that maybe even if you have a kal v'chomer, to learn a kal v'chomer from an adam to a behemoth, from a behemoth to an adam, that would only apply where? According to the lamdas of the Chavetz Yar, that would only apply to somebody who doesn't have the kalach lisbol, only to somebody who doesn't have the ability to be mekabel be'ava. But Yisrael who does, maybe wouldn't have that din of tzar bali chai. Okay, that was just, I'm sorry, we jumped ahead a little bit too fast. There's a Sefer HaMitzvos who explicitly, we're talking now about the sugya, if there's a din of tzar bali chayim to people. So look at the Rambam when he records in the Sefer HaMitzvos in source number 10, the mitzvah of prikas ol, or te'ina, actually both, says the Rambam, she'tzivonu lahakim hamasa al habehema, what does he add? O al ha'adam. So he says, he's talking about te'ina, loading up somebody. He assumes that whatever the Torah was talking about in prika and te'ina, as far as animals are concerned, it equally would apply to a person, to load or unload a person. Where does this, so we just had the Rashba who says that tzar bali chayim would apply to a person. We have the Rambam who's saying that there would be a chiyuv of a loading or unloading an animal, not just an animal, to a person also. Presumably they get it from the following mechilta, in source number 11. The pasuk says, azov ta'azov imo, and it should just say, azov ta'azov. Could you leave the person? You have to help him. Imo, with him, l'rabos, masli shaksefo. You see the mechilta specifically, explicitly says that it even applies to a person on his own shoulders. But look carefully at the next line of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Sefer HaYira. Because even though we have that diak, that one word diak in the Rashba, that it only applies to Yisrael, look at what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says the most simple way. If I tell you that tzar bali chayim applies to human beings, it applies to animals, kal v'chomer should apply to human beings. Why should human beings certainly get a kal v'chomer? Why should a human be kal v'chomer that it does have the din of tzar bali chayim? Because human being is created. Tell him, okay, let's see the Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah inside, number 12. He shomer, make sure, mi letzar bal chai. Hein behema, hein of. Interesting. Tzar bali chayim applies not just to mammals, it also applies to birds. Most birds are not mammals. V'kol shekein, he says, shelo letzar adam shehu asui b'tzelem hamakom. Clearly, Rabbeinu Yonah assumes that tzar bali chayim applies to non-Jews. Applies to Akum. If we would stop here, if I see an animal who's suffering, I have a din d'oraisa of tzar bali chayim. If I see an Akum in the neighborhood around me, what do I have? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, a chiyuv d'oraisa to alleviate that Akum from their pain. A chiyuv d'oraisa to alleviate a non-Jew from their pain, based on this Rabbeinu Yonah. An extension of tzar bali chayim, and to a Jew, obviously, and to a guy, equally. There's a fabulous Rabbeinu Gershom that I saw quoted. The Mishnah in Erechin is talking about a funny situation, a very sad situation. Let's say a woman is found to be guilty of a capital crime. So we're going to kill her. One problem, she's pregnant. So if I were to ask you, you're the judge, you just convicted this woman of a capital crime, she has to be executed, are you going to wait 3 weeks, or are you going to kill her now? You let her have the baby, and let the baby live, this innocent fetus who did nothing at all, and let her get what she deserves? Or will you kill her as she is, because as she is, she's deserving of being killed? So you know who asks this question? A Mishnah in Erchin. Says the Mishnah in Erchin, Ha'isha she'yotza li'horeg, ein mamtinin la, this is source number 13, Erchin Zayin Amud Aleph, quotes the Mishnah, on the bottom of source, page number 2. Woman who is yotza li'horeg, ein mamtinin la she'teled. We don't wait for her to give birth. Why? Because it's a din of inui hadin. We don't delay a capital punishment. I mean, here, it would probably, she might want to. But normally, when somebody's on death row, in America, you could be on death row for like decades, right? Most people hope that they'll be on death row long enough that they'll die, so they don't have to be dead, right? So they don't have to be killed. But in halacha, it's the opposite. There's no such thing as death row. Death row is about 15 minutes. The second that the Beis Din paskens, why? Because what is it like to live on death row? You're living with that impending, you know, terror that I'm going to have to be executed, which is not a pleasant thought. So there's a halacha called, an isser called inui hadin. Delaying the execution, says Rabbeinu Gershom, look at this. Look at this incredible Rabbeinu Gershom. The top is page 3. We don't do inui hadin. We don't delay. Once somebody is chayav misa, we don't delay their punishment. Why? Ela acha shnigma dina lehareg, la'alta yehareg. Why? Mishum tzar ba'ali chayim. Oh my goodness gracious. The yesod of the din of inui hadin that we learned in Erchin, that's a sugi of Sanhedrin, is what? What's the mechayev of this din of not to delay somebody's execution? Tzar ba'alei chayim. Clearly, who are we talking about? People. Clearly, we're talking about people. And probably talking about Jewish people. So he's assuming tzar ba'alei chayim would definitely, certainly apply to Jews. Okay.
But why don't we take into account the tzar ba'alei chayim of the unborn child?
That's a great question, but beyond the scope of, in terms of this discussion. Let's look at the Radvaz. Even though we've been talking about this Kal V'chomer, that if there's Tzar B'alei Chayim to an animal, so there should be Kal V'chomer, Tzar B'alei Chayim to a human being, comes the Radvaz and says, absolutely not. Radvaz, in source number 16, says, absolutely not. And he brings a proof. I will show you the proof quickly. He brings a proof. There's a Gemara. The Gemara, when it talks about that a person has to make sure his animal rests on Shabbos, the Gemara has a line that says that just like an animal rests, a person rests, so it says animal has to rest. And the Gemara has a line that says lahanacha hi kashtiv. The Torah made a hekesh between ato behemtecha, you and your animal, both of you have to rest. And the Gemara has a line there velo ledavar acher, that there's a hekesh between you and an animal only for the purpose of resting on Shabbos. Says Radvaz in the fifth line of the Radvaz, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. L'hanachi kashtev lo davar acher, demashma, that only regarding resting on Shabbos is a behema and a person equivalent. But the behema of Adam einam shavim elin is Shabbos of alchol sh'advarim einam shavim, and therefore you can't draw a kal v'chomer. Oh, tzar b'alechayim to an animal, kal v'chomer to a person. No, because the Torah says we don't compare animals to people, and therefore the conclusion of the Radvaz is against the Rashba that we learned earlier, and they will not be tzar b'alei chayim to a person. According to this Radvaz, by the way, if I see somebody in pain, well, if there's a mitzvah to alleviate their pain, like v'ahavta recha kamocha or something, I have to help them. But if it would not be v'ahavta recha kamocha, like an akum, for example, who's in pain, an animal that have tzar b'alei chayim, a fellow human being, I would not be obligated to help a fellow human being who's in pain, according to this Radvaz. He holds that we do not apply tzar b'alei chayim to a human being against the various mefarshim who we mentioned. Let's come to the end of the shir with the point. The point is an Aruch HaShulchan who says the following. The Aruch HaShulchan says that we don't travel nowadays on the back, we don't carry stuff on the back of donkeys. Where do we carry them? On wagons that the donkeys pull. Let's learn together Aruch HaShulchan, and we're going to come very immediately and directly to the shaila that we began with, do we have to stop on the side of a road for a person who has a flat tire? V'medina seinu. Which is the sugya of the mitzvah of pre-kantina, of loading and unloading an animal. And where we live, we don't put it on the back of a donkey or a horse, we put it on the wagon. If you bump into an agala on the side of the road, that's stuck, its wheels are stuck in the mud, and you're obligated, presumably Doraisa, to help the wagon driver, Lifrog Hamasa, to unload the wagon, Ulhotzias Ha'agolav Hasus, the Mokia Basha, to get it back on dry dirt, Vizehu Mitzas Prika, Mitzah Doraisa, to unload that wagon of Prika, etc. Just skip to the third paragraph. Vechenu Nishbra Ofan Ma'agola, if the wheel of the wagon broke, in English we call that a flat tire, O Yadsha Ofan Miskalgilbo, I'm assuming he's talking about an axle. Mechuyev l'sayel l'sakein b'chomad efshar. He holds this is also mitzah d'oraisa prika. What is the Aruch HaShulchan paskening? That if you see somebody on the side of the road, there's a mitzah d'oraisa prikas behema to help that wagon. If we assume that the mechayev of the mitzah prika is like Rashi said on the beginning of our shir, that it's bedafka to because it's tzar bali chayim. That means this Aruch HaShulchan is assuming that the animal's not necessarily in pain here, it's the person whose wagon is messed up. So it means Tzar Bali Chaim is the Mechayev to help this wagon get out of the dirt. Well, does Tzar Bali Chaim apply to an Akum? That will depend on how we learn. If we saw the Rashba earlier who said that, he said Tzaru di Yisrael, that there's only the Tzar Bali Chaim to Yisrael, meaning we extend Tzar Bali Chaim from animals to, not just humans, but to Israel, then would I be obligated to help somebody on the side of the road? Where if he's a Yisrael, yeah, he's a Yisrael. So I have to do my Tzar Bali Chaim to help Yisrael. If he's an Akum, do I have an obligation to stop on the side of the road for an Akum? Well, if the only obligation is Tzar Bali Chaim, or the mitzvah of Prika is only to a fellow Jew. Tzar Bali Chaim, according to some, is only to a fellow Jew. If we assume that there's no Tzar Bali Chaim to an Akum, I don't have to stop on the side of the road to help an Akum. If we would learn like Rabbeinu Yonah, who said that, anyone who has Tzelem Elokim has a dinner Tzar Bali Chaim. Well, who's on the side of the road when I'm driving from Lakewood? Every single car that's pulled over on the side of the road, no matter what color, race, creed, ethnicity of the person driving that car on the side of the road, is Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that Tzar Bali Chaim applies kavachomer to an animal, certainly to anyone but Tzelem Elokim, I would also be obligated to save any person on the side of that road. So it comes out that it's a machlokas haposkim, whether the din of Tzar Bali Chaim is limited only to, applies to Yisrael or only to an Akum. I'm sorry, only to Yisrael, also to an Akum, and that will be the machlokas haposkim that should come out the conclusion whether one would be obligated to pull over on the side of the road to stop. So for Yisrael, it is clearly a chiyuv d'oraisa b'pashtus. To an Akum, but it seems to be a machlokas haposkim whether Tzar Bali Chaim applies to an Akum.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.